You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, a University of Canterbury study investigating the spatial and temporal variation of vape retailer provision in New Zealand, a cross-sectional and nationwide study published in the peer-reviewed journal Social Science and Medicine, shows that most vape retailers reside in the country's most deprived areas. I spoke to senior lecturer in public health and at the University of Canterbury and head of the study, Matthew Hobbs, about the findings of the study and what this means for these communities. You were recently involved in a study that was published in the academic journal Social Science and Medicine. Could you explain some of the findings from your research?
Yeah, so we were interested in the debate between what is a smoking cessation tool, but could also be a gateway to tobacco smoking for young people in New Zealand, and that's vaping. The most recent New Zealand Health Survey basically showed that around 1 in 5 people between 15 and 17 years had vaped in the past month, and nearly 28% of Maori youth vaped regularly. So that suggests that we've got inequities that are similar to those observed in tobacco smoking. What we wanted to do was to look at how vape retailers were patterned by deprivation, but also by ethnicity across our neighbourhood in Aotearoa, but also around our schools as well.
What areas and communities in your study are of significance over the amount of retailers in their vicinity?
So what we did is we took the data from the specialist vape retailers, which is like a registry of special vape retailers in New Zealand, and we calculated basically a buffer around every school. So we did a 400 metre buffer, 800 metres, 1200 metres and 1600 metres, and that equates to approximately a 5, 10, 15 and 20 minute walk from the school. So the first kind of key finding was that when we looked by area, so across the whole country, vape stores were disproportionately concentrated in communities with high socioeconomic deprivation. So if you look at the difference, there was actually 7 times more vape retailers in the most socioeconomically deprived neighbourhoods than the least deprived, and our analysis at least at the neighbourhood level suggested that there was a higher concentration of vape stores in areas which had a larger proportion of Maori, Pacifica and Asian residents compared to those areas with fewer vape stores. When we looked at it by school, we saw similar patterns, but obviously we did a kind of those buffers from 400 metres through to 1600 metres around the school. What struck me as interesting around the school level results was that around a third of all vape retailers in Aotearoa, New Zealand were within 400 metres of the school gate. So that's around a 5-minute walk. We saw the same patterns by deprivation. So schools located in more deprived areas were more likely to have a vape store nearby. In the least deprived decile, looking to the least deprived 10%, we found that there were 22 schools with a vape store within 1 kilometre. If we look at the most deprived decile, so that's the most disadvantaged 10%, the numbers are 172 schools with a vape store within 1 kilometre. So I think that shows the magnitude of the difference. And then the other thing that's really interesting is at the school level, while there were effects for Maori and Asian and European students, the biggest factor, or one of the biggest factors at the school level, was the proportion of students who were Pacifica. So at the school level, the higher the proportion of students enrolled in that school who were Pacifica, the shorter the distance to the nearest vape retailer. And that might reflect the fact that this is a largely urban problem issue, and it might be that I think 4% of all the vape retailers in our study were in Auckland. So an interesting finding when we look at the school level.
Do you believe there's any connection between the number of vape retailers in these communities, or do you believe it's just a coincidence?
Well, we've seen similar patterns for if you look at liquor stores, air pollution, you see a lot of what we'd say are environmental hazards and health constraining environmental features in the more deprived areas. Now, we can't say why that's occurring from this evidence, but we can show that it is occurring. So on a local level, what we've done is we've created an interactive map where you can kind of zoom into your neighborhood or your local school. You can click on the school and it'll tell you how many vape retailers are within 400, 800, 1200 and 1600 metres of the school. So you may be aware that there are regulations now around restricting new vape retailers within 300 metres of schools and Marae. One potential option is potentially capping the number of retailers extending that distance to maybe 500 metres of schools in Marae. Because if we look at the numbers, some of our schools, one of the schools in New Zealand, has 37 vape retailers within 1,600 metres of the school. And some of our most underserved communities have up to 7 retailers within 400 metres of the school. So if we have an exclusion zone of at least 400 metres around the school, that would exclude around 30% of all our vape retailers in close proximity to children and adolescents around schools. So I think I'm hoping that that map will give head teachers, community members, policymakers a chance to go and have a look at what's going on in their area, see how many vape stores are in and around those areas, and then maybe take some information from those maps that can be used to inform some evidence-based decision-making.
I was briefly actually going to touch on some of those points, including the banning of specialist vape stores 300 metres from schools in Marae. The government has also established a crackdown on disposable vaping and tougher fines for vendors caught selling to under 18-year-olds. Do you think these measures are enough to prevent these communities from vaping?
Well, it's a really interesting debate, right? Because this is a really useful smoking cessation tool, but at the same time, it's encouraging a lot of our young New Zealanders to vape. So these are part of a wider solution, I suppose. Our study focused specifically on kind of the geospatial angle, and I suppose that's one part of the jigsaw, but all of these different things coming together will be what's needed to kind of tackle this problem. It's not just going to be a silver bullet where we restrict the number of retailers in a particular area. It's going to have to be a kind of multi-level approach, where a lot of different things from marketing, other restrictions come into play so that we can kind of tackle this problem. At the same time, balancing the evidence that it's actually a really useful smoking cessation tool. So it's quite an interesting area at the minute.
That was a senior lecturer in public health at the University of Canterbury, Matthew Hobbs, about a study he led that demonstrates most vape retailers are in the country's most deprived areas.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.